We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's hashtag third hour with Tobin, Leroy, and Beast.
With Robbie the Degenerate.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about, Robbie. That's what I'm talking about. Yes. Hey. That's how you third hour right there. Yes.
Susudio?
Oh. What? Why do you say this every time? It is.
This is an awesome workout song.
Oh, every time. It's a good anytime song, quite frankly. Crank it up, Robbie.
Hey, I'm going to have to listen to my hardcore rap on the way home just to even it out.
This is... top five song of all time.
Wow.
No.
In the history of music.
Whoa.
You mean
you had a better shot with In the Air Tonight than you did with
In the Air Tonight's great. It's great. It has its moments and it has its purpose. But
it's groundbreaking.
It can't get me at any time. If I'm in a bad mood,
and let me tell you, there is nothing better than seeing that song performed live.
I'm sure.
What?
But
when he start walking up to them drums and everybody get excited.
But here's the problem.
He's singing and he grab him a couple of sticks out of the little stick thing and start making his way up.
And he's like,
oh, you know all hell about to break loose on them drums.
Hey,
Susudio is okay.
Don't say it's
he
okay.
He starts walking up that platform to drums that's about big as the side of this building. What? You don't get a little tingle? You're like, oh, here we go.
Tingles are great, but I'm talking about...
Oh, in a football game? On a football game?
It's great. I'm not here to disparage In the Air Tonight. However, there's times where I'll skip it. I'll skip it. I'll be like,
Susudio has more versatility. It works more in more different environments. I don't want to be at the gym and be listening to In the Air Tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
It takes too long to get to it, but I'm telling you what.
Maybe a walkout song, like when you walk out of the locker room.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
At the gym.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just to get that feel going. Yeah, like you're about to hit some aqua aerobics, Leroy, with some lady.
I don't do aqua aerobics.
You kind of do.
Come on.
Yeah,
no,
I
don't.
You do, yeah.
I do my own thing. Okay. Wait a minute. You've been with me to the gym.
I know you can out-gym me, but you do the aqua aerobics with the grandma.
I can make you hurt in that. I can make you hurt in that water. Yeah.
He's got the little blue weights.
Really? This guy. Wait. Coming from a guy who once dropped weights on his chest and a girl had to help him.
That's not true. She just watched. It was the old man who helped me.
Could you imagine? Okay. Doing water aerobics because you're too old and your body don't work and it hurts, but you need to stay moving. Doing water aerobics is explainable, okay? But when you at the gym and you trying to be He-Man and you drop some weights on your chest.
It shifted over.
No.
It was drop. A loose bar. Sabotage bar.
Loose bar, yeah. Loose in your hands.
We're out of the Seminole Hard Rock Poke Room. You got your Sunday night owl high hands going at you this weekend, 2:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Qualifying begins at 2 a.m. Win $100 every 30 minutes for all of you late buddies out there who are looking to get right with that stuff. So it is a slow sports time of year because it is All-Star Weekend. And so yesterday, ESPN, they went to the back of the headquarters. They took off the sheet, Leroy, to the take signal. And they said, we need a take. Who are you? What flashed up there? Number 33, Scottie Pippen. Scottie Pippen walks out on the first take, and he's like, I got myself a hot LeBron MJ take, as if you haven't heard it 9 times already.
When I look at LeBron, he's not what Michael was as a player. He's not even what Kobe Bryant was as a player. So when you talk about trying to compare Michael's instinct, his ability to take over games, his ability to want to have that last shot.
And demoralize you.
And, yes.
And scare the living hell out of you.
LeBron doesn't have that gene.
So, Scotty.
That's not in him.
Yeah. Well, he can't make up his mind, can he?
He goes from like 1 month because here it's self-serving because he don't want to give Michael too much credit because he wants to feel relevant in that conversation. So he'll maybe pump up LeBron so that in a roundabout way, Mike couldn't do it without me.
Dude, it's like Punxsutawney Pippen. Like it's Groundhog's Day. Let's see what Pippen's going to say this time.
That's funny.
He says LeBron is better than MJ.
That's funny let's that you're looking at.
Huh. Mm. He says MJ is better than Pippen. He says MJ is better than LeBron. Huh. Oh, this year he says LeBron is not as good as MJ and Kobe.
Hey.
Six more weeks of take winter.
I would venture to say this. It's funny that you're looking at Scottie Pippen with those eyes, because I'm looking at you the same way.
I don't understand.
You don't understand?
Yeah, what do you mean by that? Yeah, what do you mean by that? Before you start this, I just want to know something.
Yes.
Are you about to call me a flip-flopper?
What? Like a pancake?
Watch yourself.
Like a pancake.
I've never flip-flopped on anything.
Listen, you flip-flop like the pitter-patter, the feet of those penguins.
No, I don't.
In that little dance movie.
Name something I flip-flopped on. Name it.
He's the greatest player ever. Yeah, I want to trade him.
Who?
The whole Heat team.
Nah, that's just what's good for business. That's not flip-flopping. You got to run an organization. Like, we're here on the radio, and we got to be in the mind of Pat Riley. And I'm sure there's been times where Pat Riley's like, Justice is coming along? Nah, I'm not quite sure. Oh, I would trade him for Anthony Davis, though. Like, you can't get mad at Pat Riley for thinking that. That's not flip-flopping. See, what you're doing here is you're trying to put a guy who actually changes on an opinion that's already established. He said LeBron is above Michael Jordan. And then the next year he's like, no, he's not better than Michael Jordan and also Kobe better. So
that's
flip-flopping. What I'm doing is adjusting to the circumstances.
Oh!
It's completely different. Completely different.
So you have now come up with – here, let me see if I can review all of the tactics that you used to get out of your bum-ass comments.
I don't appreciate that.
Here's one.
Okay.
You ready? Just throwing it out there.
Right.
For some reason, that means you can say whatever the hell you want and not have to deal with any of the ramifications, no minus one, no being boxed in, no nothing, because you just say the magical line, I'm just throwing it out there. And two, and correct me if I'm wrong,
you say,
I'm just evolving with the circumstances. I'm not changing my mind.
Correct. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. If you thought one thing and then a month later you think the opposite,
right. That's
changing your mind.
It depends if there's new circumstances. If it's the same circumstances, you're a flip-flopper. If it's different circumstances, you just change with the times. That's not flip-flopping.
Can I ask you a question?
For example.
How do you have a conversation with Ms. Tobin? I'm surprised she hasn't cut you yet.
Hear me out.
Do you sleep like this?
I feel great.
Do you sleep with one eye open?
No, man. We're in a good place. I knocked Valentine's Day out of the park this week. I'm good. Hear me out on this. Okay. Let's go with one of the original astronomers, Galileo, right? I imagine he was at a time where he thought the Earth was flat. Okay?
Him and Kyrie.
All right. Then Magellan comes along, and he circles the whole world. He's like, guess what, Galileo? The Earth is not flat. It's round. I just sailed the whole way around it. Is Galileo a flip-flopper if he then agrees with Magellan that the Earth is round, or is he just adjusting with the circumstances?
Well, the world has always been round.
Right.
But the fact that you thought it was flat means you were an idiot.
Well,
and now that somebody got you to realize the reality of what's happening, you still were an idiot for thinking the world was flat.
I don't think so. I don't agree. I don't think you were an idiot for thinking the world was flat. Mm. You just didn't have the information at hand. And somebody went and got it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in this case, Magellan sailing around the world you're able to look at the world in a new light, and Galileo was able to adjust with the times.
Right. I have a request for all the people out there. Can somebody send me some of those hospital socks with the grips? Somebody said, Leroy, you need those plastic grip mats by his bed that the NBA players use when they check into a game. So right before I get to bed, I just put my feet on the thing and come in.
Let's get to headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Well, the Dolphins made a move, and this is a real move. It's not one of these fake ESPN trades. This is a legit move from Barry Jackson.
Okay.
They signed veteran defensive end Tank Carradine, who had 77 tackles and 5.5 sacks in 45 games. And they also signed another corner, Jamal Wills, who was on the Patriots practice squad last year. And Barry Jackson also does point out that there is something amusing about the fact that the first guy they signed, his name is Tank.
Maybe it's because he's big as a house. Because, I mean, he does sound...
Well, and the Dolphins did say they were more tanking.
Hey, you ever met a small Tank? You ever met a guy nicknamed Tank that was small?
I'm sure there's somebody in micro wrestling named Tank.
You know what? Gervonta Davis, the boxer, 130-pound champion. His nickname is Tank.
How big is Tank Abbott?
I don't know.
All right. Well, anyway.
Does that count? He's a heavy puncher.
Okay.
He's a heavy puncher.
Your new nickname is IHOP. You flip-flop more than a thong sandal.
Nope. I wear thong
sandals. The Stugats are strong in Tobin.
I wear thong sandals, and I don't flip-flop. And minus one to all the texters who say so. And also to the guy who says, well, then anybody could just say they're adjusting their opinion and nobody can be boxed in with that logic. Incorrect, sir. Incorrect. Because whatever your opinion, once it's out there, you're susceptible to the box. As long as if you don't preface it with saying, just throwing it out there, it doesn't mean you can't be boxed in. Now, a later time down the road, can you change your opinion because the circumstances have changed? Yes. Yes, you can. But don't think just because you throw something dumb out there, I won't box your ass in. That's not how it works, Leroy. Go ahead, Robbie.
Well, yeah, well, speaking of boxing, I guess Dell Demps is pretty boxed in. He's no longer have a job. He got fired by the Pelicans the day after that Anthony Davis snafu.
Story's crazy. Story's absolutely crazy. Rich Paul sitting there waiting for his client. I mean, it was the fakest injury you've ever seen. I mean, he's the biggest guy on the floor.
So,
and he did a little on my shoulder, and then all of a sudden he's like, I got to go. He's like, he looks around and he sees nobody's looking. He goes, oh, my shoulder hurts. Oh, Rich, get the car ready. I'm out of here. Oh.
Come on. So basically, Demps got fired because he didn't trade Anthony Davis.
I don't think he got fired. I think he got fired for it being such a disaster for Alvin Gentry. They didn't address the team. They didn't address Anthony Davis. They didn't understand what – hey, Gentry, you just deal
with again,
it. You deal with it.
But again, if you just make the trade, right, if you make the trade by the trade deadline,
yeah,
everybody's in a better place. That team is in a better place.
But then there's people, oh, you didn't get enough for Anthony Davis, Kyle Kuzma, Lonzo Ball.
Again. Is that much better than where they are now?
Let me ask you this. If you make that trade and then LaVar Ball comes swaggering in and he's like, by the way, my son's not playing for you. Trade him to the Suns. Are you in a better place? Are you in a better place?
His son ain't that good to be making demands.
Doesn't matter. He did.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
All right, then don't play. We have, what's his face? Drew Holiday.
Yep. They probably trade him too.
You think?
I think at that point.
Boy, I like him.
I like him a lot too.
By the way, does Anthony Davis, doesn't he have to not play in the All-Star game to further prove that he was actually injured? Because if he plays in the All-Star game, it kind of proves that he was faking an injury.
Everybody knows that he faked that injury. You never seen an injury so fake.
How you play a half and then go home?
I want the Pelicans to play me, but he's like averaging like 10 points since he's come back. Not trying at all.
He wanted a head start on his All-Star break.
That's what's annoying. Like, if you're Drew Holiday, like, how do you not look and be like, hey, man, can we try a little? Like, you're here playing basketball. Why don't we try a little bit? And then he didn't try, and then he allegedly got hurt. And by allegedly, I mean he didn't get hurt. Rich Paul gave him the old shoulder signal. Like it was like a third baseman telling somebody to steal. He's like, AD, shoulder, shoulder, shoulder. He's like, ah, oh, Alvin, coach, ah.
It was brilliant on a play. He made an attempt to block the shot. It's like, oh, that's a perfect plausibility.
Coach, my shoulder. He's like, all right, we'll take you with the trainer. No. It's okay. Rich has somebody for me. I'll see you guys later.
He beat the trainer to the locker room.
He's like, I'll see you guys later. What? Am I wearing extra street clothes under my uniform? Yes, I am. Whoosh. It's like Batman.
Man, you guys don't give athletes a break.
What are you talking about? What about his other teammates? Like, why is he the only guy that we got to feel bad for?
I mean,
why?
Players understand.
Do they?
Yeah.
Drew Holiday said it was 90% of the reason he stayed. Like, how is he not just be like, maybe not to him. Maybe it's a business to him. But how does he not go back to his problems? He's like, really? Like, this guy just, like, he got to do this in the season? Like, we can't try and, we did good things last year.
Look,
like, I'm looking around.
The guys that can make those demands are one of maybe 10 guys in the league.
Or Lonzo Ball. Is it only 10 guys in the league? Like, if we really went over it. How many guys have demanded this? Like, I feel like it'd be more than 10 if we did it.
Go. At the time, Carmelo did it.
Paul George,
top 10.
Jimmy Butler.
Carmelo. Jimmy Butler's top 10.
Jimmy Butler twice.
Top 10.
I'm counting that twice. LeBron, no.
No. Kyrie.
Well, LeBron didn't demand for him to be traded, but he demanded
everybody else be traded.
Yeah.
Kyrie. That's it.
Nah, give me time.
All right.
Kawhi.
Goran.
You're not even close to 10.
I'm at 6.
You say Goran?
Goran, that's 7.
7. Now, come on, do we have a time frame? Because you're going throughout the history of the damn NBA.
No, this is all within the last 5 years.
Okay, 5 years. 5 years. You're at number 7. Let's not stop acting like then everybody will do it. If you ain't that good, you can't do it. They're going to tell you to kick rocks.
Did DeMarcus Cousins want to get out, or did they just trade him?
No, he didn't trade him.
He didn't ask for out.
Oh, yeah, actually, he was mad about that trade.
Oh, well, Reggie Jackson. You wanted out of Oklahoma City. You went to Detroit.
Reggie Jackson. he shouldn't be on this list.
Okay. You're not even close to 10.
Kristaps Porzingis.
We don't know if he has.
We
you,
know
okay, that. Fine. Is he a top 10 guy?
When healthy?
No.
When healthy? Kid.
We didn't talk about top 10 guys. Like, we just said.
I said top 10 guys.
Why?
If you because that's the only people that can make those demands. And if you look at all the guys that made those demands, they're the elite.
Jimmy Butler's not a top 10 guy. He's not a top 10 guy.
If you lie, I'm going to come over there and punch you in the throat.
He's not a top 10 guy.
Did you not put on the outfit when Jimmy Butler said he wanted to trade?
I did.
And now you're saying
I would have liked having Jimmy Butler. Now it looks like we dodged a bullet, but. But.
Wait. You know what? We should get sponsorship from IHOP. We should. Because right now you Rudy Tooty, fresh and fruity. Right now with your flip-flops.
Let's see. Anybody else? I'll come up with more.
No, you're not.
Trust me, I will.
That's my point. Everybody makes it sound like, oh, this will happen all the time. Okay, you can't get to 10.
Eric Bledsoe, he demanded basically everybody on the Suns. I don't even know if I can count the Suns now anymore. I'll get there.
You're still going.
You ready to do Doom Picks?
Did Shaq ask for a trade to come here?
Not within the last five years.
He did. Well done, Hugel. He did. Break time. Oh, yes. It is time for our Doom Picks. We have a tight month going on right now.
Ooh, somebody helped you out.
What's that?
Chris Paul.
We said Chris Paul.
Did you?
Yep.
No, I don't remember saying Chris Paul.
We said Chris Paul.
Okay. He's top 5.
Dwight Howard.
That was a long time ago.
He was top 5 when he did it.
No. We have 5-year cutoff. Like old dum-dum over here says Shaq.
Shaq was a good one. Kobe, too. Kobe wanted to go to the Bulls.
Really? That was a ploy for them to pay him $35 million a year.
Was it, though?
Wait, you honestly think Kobe would go play for the same team Jordan played for?
Oh, I think he would love it.
He
loves Michael Jordan. Almost scarily loves Michael Jordan. Like, he talks like him, shaved his head like him. Kobe had, like, a full head of hair. All of a sudden, just shows up bald. Bald like MJ.
I mean, he did go through a change after the incident.
Anyway, Doom Pick time. It's week 3. Robbie, you are on top. You are 4-2, which means you have 4 games to pick this week because your pick last week with the Robert Whittaker fight fell out, so go ahead.
All right, I'll start off a little three-point contest. There's 10 participants in it. Both Currys are in it, Devin Booker, Damian Lillard, Buddy Hield, Kemba Walker, Middleton, Danny Green, Joe Harris, and Dirk Nowitzki. I got to pick five out of those guys. Definitely not picking Dirk Nowitzki.
My man.
You're doing addition by subtraction.
I'm taking both Currys. I'm going to go with Buddy Hield, Kemba Walker in front of his home court, and as a flyer, Danny Green. That's my five.
I can't believe they don't have dude from Atlanta. The point guard.
Oh, Trae Young?
Trae Young.
He probably didn't want to do it. Well, he's in the skills competition.
He's in the skills competition.
Okay.
Who else you got, Robbie?
All right, this one's a tough one. This one's maybe the hardest pick in the history of picks. James Vick versus Paul Felder, both paying out at minus 115, pretty much even as you can get for this match. So I went with a tiebreaker with cooler nicknames, and they both had cool nicknames. Paul Felder's the Irish Dragon, and James Vick is the Texecutioner. But the fight's in Arizona, a little bit closer to Texas, slightly home octagon. I'm gonna take James Vick.
All right. Going with James
Vick. The Texecutioner.
Texecutioner is a cool name, man. Yeah.
It is cool.
All right. What else, Robbie?
All right. Now, the Orlando Apollos at the San Antonio Commanders. The Apollos are six-point road favorites at the Alamo Dome. That dome is tough. It's tough to win in that dome, as you saw last week. And Orlando, they were at home. I'm not taking Spurrier. They're on the road. I'm going to take the Commanders getting 6 points at home.
Boom.
Never picking Spurrier.
Good for you, man. I like a guy who sticks by his guns.
I did lose last week badly, but I'm going down with the ship.
And finally,
the Atlanta Legends at the San Diego Fleet. It's an emotional game for San Diego. First football game back since the Chargers left.
It's a fair point.
San Diego's a 9.5-point favorite. I reached out to my San Diego insider about this. He's also a member of San Diego Team Petty, which is huge. The San Diego Team Petty is strong.
What does that mean?
They're going to try to pack the place. They want to draw more fans for this AAF game than the Chargers do in L.A.
Oh, that is actually, I kind of like that. That is a good Team Petty move.
But he, saying all this, he did say that 9.5 points is just too much to give. It's going to be an emotional night. They might make some mistakes early on. I'm going to take the Legends and the 9.5 points.
All right. Beast is up next. He is not here, but here are his picks, Leroy. He has USA versus the world. USA is a 3-point favorite. He takes Team USA. In the slam dunk contest, he is taking Dennis Smith Jr. And help me out with this, Robbie.
Hamadou Diallo?
Hamadou Diallo. He's taking him. Now, finally, he's got Francis Ngannou and Cain Velasquez. Heavyweight main event. UFC's debut on Big ESPN. We're going to talk to Cain Velasquez in about 10 minutes and get his thoughts on the fight. But Leroy, Beast is picking against him. He's picking Francis Ngannou, UFC Drago, against the former heavyweight champion of the world, maybe the greatest heavyweight of all time.
Former. Man, I would be a little skeptical about picking a guy that has a bag around his
That's crazy. Yeah, he has a cage around his spine.
Cage around his spine to hold it together.
It's pretty wild. All right, here are my picks. Team LeBron against Team Giannis. Obviously, I'm taking Team LeBron. He has Dwayne Wade. So
you're giving 6 points, just so the people know.
And you wear his shoes.
No, that's not true. I didn't. Show me proof. The Thunder against the Pelicans. I lost that last night, and that's why I am possibly holding a grudge against Anthony Davis today.
Somebody said Kaepernick got $80 million.
No way. No. What? We gotta look that up. And the skills challenge. I gotta take four. Two. I gotta take four guys. So here's what I got. I got De'Aaron Fox. I'm gonna take Nikola Jokic. I'm going to take Luka Doncic, and I'm taking Trae Young.
Oh, yeah. That Luka boy, he's got some ball-handling skills.
Is, yeah, he did a good job on him, but he's really good. Like, he blew past Bam, and nobody blows past Bam.
Right.
He looks like something special. Go ahead, Leroy. What are your picks?
I have the All-Star Celebrity Game. Now, one team has Quavo and
Quavo was MVP last year.
I know. And they have Ray Allen.
Ooh.
But the other team has J.B. Smooth, Steve Smith, who is going to be wide open. Little people ball. He ain't going to be playing this like a charity game. He's going to try to get his threes in and all that. But I'm a little worried because they got
– I think it's the basketball player Steve Smith, not the wide receiver.
Oh, the old Steve Smith. Tricky. Is he going to cover Ray Allen? All right. But they got Dr. Oz. Really? I'm going with the home team. I'm going with the home team.
What is the home team?
Doesn't say. Just says home away. That's
really?
The one with Dr. Oz on it.
All right.
The team with Dr.
J.B.
Oz.
J.B. Smooth, Steve Smith, Terrence J., Chris Daugherty.
I'm putting as official pick home team in parentheses Dr. Oz.
All right. Then I have the Salt Lake Stallions visiting the Birmingham Iron. I do not care what the point spread is. I've seen Salt Lake play. They are hot garbage, and I can tell after 1 week of football, the spread is 7.5.
All right, and finally.
Then I have the Arizona Hotshots versus the Memphis Express. The Memphis Express can't play football because they can't protect their quarterback. It was terrible. So I am going to take the Arizona Hotshots, giving up 13 points.
Crazy. All right, those are our picks. All right, so here's what I'm reading, thanks to our texter for the tip-off. According to Mike Freeman, who's covered the NFL for Bleacher Report, he has spoken with several NFL teams, and the speculation from inside the NFL is that Kaepernick will receive $60 to $80 million as part of the settlement.
Now, let me explain something to you. If they settled on that much, how much would he have gotten in court along with what shame would have been brought to the NFL?
Crazy. Crazy.
Wow. Now you see why he asked for $20
million? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I wasn't against him asking
for $20
million.
Guess what? And if a team asked you to come play, would you?
No.
Right?
No. That's a hard Liam Neeson. No. No. $60 to $80 million.
$60 to $80 million.
Crazy.
Just Kaepernick or both players combined getting that much?
This is, according to Mike Freeman, he's just putting Kaepernick on there. Not Eric Reed.
Eric Reed is still playing, so his lawsuit can't be nowhere near that. Colin Kaepernick never played another down of football.
Yeah, I don't know, because the Players Association, they came out with their statement, and they said that they hope he gets an opportunity. So I think that they're under the impression that he could still take a job. Now, I don't know why he would if you got $60 million.
Because you're a competitor, man. That's like that's
go,
the
go
one
be
thing.
Competitive
here,
at the beach.
That's the one thing, the hardest thing for me to explain to people. It's not, you know, how many you've won, how many you've lost, but you're so competitive at everything that you do. And so that competitiveness doesn't ever go away. And a lot of guys say, why is he still playing? Because you can't compete like this in any other environment.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Well, Mike Freeman does say that, like, listen, they are just speculating because they're not really supposed to know. Like, it's supposed to be – it's not supposed to be leaked, whatever it ends up being. But I think, I do agree with you that it had to be a hell of a number because
when you settle for that much,
all the stuff.
Imagine what you started asking for. And the fact that, wait a minute, they met and settled quickly. Like, this didn't go back and forth almost to court. You know, a lot of times they play these little games of chicken to where, oh, it takes to court. You will never get that. You'll never see this. Or blah, 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 blah. Boom, 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 done. Nobody say nothing.
Right.
Except it leaked already.
Yep.
It's not even on the paper yet.
Well, that's what I wonder. Like, what's going to leak out of this? You know? Like, we can't be here and say we were able to find out what we think is going to be the amount that he gets. And then not get some of the details that we're maybe going to get. It's going to get leaked. Today's day and age, everything gets leaked.
The only person in that deal that has a non-disclosure agreement is Colin Kaepernick.
And Eric Reed. Yep.
Now, he just signed a 3-year deal.
Yep. What was his contract? Do you know what his contract was, Robbie?
A 3-year deal. He probably got, I would say.
It was in the 30 millions.
Got 10 to 15 guaranteed, huh?
That's crazy. Good for him, man. Pretty wild. It's $60 to $80 million.
Here you go. here's what's amazing about people. And this is a perfect example of why we are where we are.
Right.
Right? There's no way in hell Colin Kaepernick deserves that much money, that much. His last couple of years, he sucked. No team was going to pay that clown that amount of money. Wasn't even a top five quarterback.
Apparently
is not what the lawsuit is about.
Right. And the other thing is the NFL. Here's what you're saying, sir. Is Colin Kaepernick not worth that much? Maybe he's not. But you want to know what the NFL thinks he is worth? Not making them look bad.
Right.
So it's not a case of whether or not he's a $60 million quarterback or an $80 million quarterback. It's whether Jerry wants to have all those emails out there, or Stephen Jones have all those emails out there, or Shad Khan have all those emails out there, or Stephen Ross have all those emails out there.
Right.
Or Ursay have all those emails out there.
If all the information gets out there of what really happened, that's more damaging than anything.
Yeah.
Any amount of money that they could give him.
Absolutely. I mean, like, there. What does it make to go, like, the things that they don't, like, this, like, we work for a corporation. They give us, like, 4 cents of memory in email because they don't want email staying in the system.
Right.
Like.
I mean, every other week it says, your email is almost
full. Your email is full. Like, could you imagine the idea that they will have to go and take servers and servers of emails and texts and all that stuff to have these NFL owners be proven innocent, which they know they're not. And so they're like, what do we got to cut the check for? Roger, by the way, you're picking up a lot of this as well.
That's $2 million a
team. That's why we got to go get a discounted commissioner. We're going to Adam Silver.
Wait, you think they could get Adam Silver for like 25? He's not ready for these problems. He's not ready for these problems.
This is kind of the big one, though. Like, once this is gone, doesn't he have, like, isn't he kind of clear?
What?
Yeah.
Man, Roger Goodell's job is never, something's always happening in the National Football League.
I feel like he messes it up and makes it worse, though, man.
How? You have to understand that in most cases, the NFL reacts after something gets to a certain point, thus already putting you behind the eight ball. If you do anything ahead of a problem, okay, then people sometimes give you a little slack when it actually hits the fan. But if you wait until after and you get a feel for what's going to happen, you're always going to look bad.
Yeah, but I feel like his – this is kind of the thing, though, Leroy. I feel like his feel of when things go wrong is always botched. Always. Whether it be Ray Rice, Deflategate, Colin Kaepernick, like he never has the pulse of it.
I'm not really going to determine whether he's a good commissioner or not. Okay, that's not. But this conversation, when you talk about some of the issues that he's had to deal with, right? A lot of the issues that he's had have merely been because the NFL refuses to deal with certain issues, not because he's done anything about it. And then once they realize how bad it is, then they go heavy-handed at it. And that's what Roger Goodell does.
Well, look at the thing like Deflategate. Like, do you think that was a case of him wanting to please other owners, or do you think that was him trying to say, I'm the big boy, I'm the boss?
No, I think it was a situation where they got in too deep and they were pot committed. That's it.
Yeah, no one.
Same thing with Deflategate. Same thing with Bountygate. Like, all things made bigger and more serious by the amounts of money they spent to try to prove something.
All right, we're going to talk to a true badass coming up next. Cain Velasquez, former UFC heavyweight champion. He is opening up the UFC on Big ESPN. He is the main event, taking on Francis Ngannou. We'll talk to him next. If you know me, know this ain't my first. All right, guys, this is how I want to wrap up the week. This is one of the baddest men on the planet, Cain Velasquez. He might be the greatest UFC heavyweight of all time, but he's going to put an end to that doubt when he takes on Francis Ngannou this upcoming week as he tries to, I guess, try and make another run of the title. I guess we'll ask him what he wants to get out of this next run, man. But this guy, he has mowed through the best of the best in the business, and now that he's back in the octagon, it's tremendous. He started off the UFC's TV deal with Fox, and now he's kicking off on Big ESPN this Sunday, taking on Francis Ngannou at 9 o'clock. Let's go to the Ryan Fields and Downstairs Convenience Store's guest line, Truly's Desk Beyond Convenient. Very excited to have you back in the octagon, Cain. We're looking forward to it, man.
And thank you very much. Yeah, I'm excited to be back as well.
What do you want from this comeback, Kanan? Like, is it back to business as far as you are gunning for the heavyweight championship of the world? Understood that your friend has it, but like, is that the ultimate goal, that you want to be champ again? Are you getting back in there to just prove that you can get back to your elite level because you've just been out health wise and had all that bad luck? What do you want out of this?
Yeah, man. For me, I'm sure for other people as well. Man, for whatever I do, I want to do it at the best that I can and be the best at it. So coming back, it's not just coming back for a fight or two. It's coming back and being the heavyweight champion again, just because I believe I still can do that. So the reason for me coming back is, yeah, I believe I still compete. I still can compete at the highest level and be the best guy out there. So I'm here to prove that.
You're fighting Francis Ngannou, who's obviously a really dangerous puncher, but everybody kind of looks at him as like a one-trick pony, that he's just this guy with this devastating punching power. How do you look at him, Kane? Is this a guy that you got to be perfect with the entire time because he has that type of power, or do you feel like this is a guy with your awesome cardio that you can grind down pretty easily?
No, man. He's extremely dangerous. You know, he's one of the best in the world right now at the heavyweight division. You know, what makes him so dangerous is that punching power. Yeah, you can't take anything for granted out there. You just need to be, you know, on the game plan. No, I got to be smart, man. I got to be on. My defense has to be on. My offense, my counterattacks. I got to go out there and do everything against him. I believe he's a guy that's still very much learning also this sport of MMA, that we're going to see a better version of him in this fight, where he does a little more stuff, where he kicks a little more, you know, maybe he wrestles a little more. Yeah, he's going to do everything, and I'm ready for that challenge. I'm ready for myself to go out there and prove just to the world that I am back, and this is a great opponent to do that.
You train at one of the best gyms in the world. What have you seen in yourself? How have you gotten better in your time training for this fight and getting to kind of absorb a lot, having that time outside since UFC 200? What do you think you've improved the most?
Just overall, you know, I feel like with the time off, I'm a lot stronger than I was, you know, in my previous years, even in UFC 200 and a couple of years before, because that's when I was definitely, you know, battling those injuries, and being able to rest all that. I didn't know how much of a difference it would make, you know, so it's made a huge amount of difference in my strength, also in my mental aspect of it, you know, and again, just ready for this fight. So, yeah.
We're talking to Cain Velasquez, former heavyweight champion of the world. He is fighting Francis Ngannou this Sunday live on ESPN, 9 o'clock. Cain, did you ever think that the UFC would get to this level? I mean, being on ESPN, I mean, Fox was a huge deal and you were a part of that, but I mean, man, like, ESPN's the biggest sports brand out there. Is it crazy the UFC has gotten to this point?
No, I just think, you know, with time, it happened. You know, with the fastest growing sport, and I would say the most interesting sport to watch, the most exciting sport to watch. I believe the sky's the limit for it.
What do you think? We had this debate. We had Kamaru Usman, who's fighting for the welterweight championship, on last week. And there was a story out of Colorado where a man took out a mountain lion with his bare hands. And Kamaru Usman, a 170 fighter, he said that he thinks that he can take out a mountain lion easily. Cain Velasquez is former heavyweight champ of the world, one of the baddest men on the planet. Do you believe you could take out a mountain lion with your bare hands?
Man, if it came down to life and death, yeah, man, I'm living. I don't care what's in front of me. You know what I mean? I'm not going out anytime soon. So, you know, I believe in those situations, you know, you would have to. But you know, yeah, so I think I would live.
What do you think is the biggest animal Cain Velasquez is confident that he would be able to take out?
I don't know.
What about rhino?
I hope I don't get any of those situations, you know what I mean? But, damn, I don't know, dude. That'd be pretty tough, you know,
going
against an animal.
What about bear? your boy Khabib. He's taking down a bear when he was a child. Could you take out a bear?
It was a cub, though. Come on.
I don't get
that. It was a cub. It was even.
Fair, but he was a child. It was like pound for pound. Like, do you think he'd go grown bear at this point?
Even. They're both in the same weight class. you know, I believe a big, vicious dog I could take out. You know, I could definitely take out, you know, like a my buddy works for the Yuma Police Department. And he had me put on that suit, you know, for his dog to, like, bite on. I was like, okay, I'm going to put on this suit. You know, just for, like, we didn't have this plan. He just, like, put this thing on me. And then I was thinking, I've always had this theory, like, if the dog's coming at me, I can like, step away from the dog and then kind of counterpunch it. When the dog came at me, dude, I juked the out of it. It just flew right past me. I could take out a canine, you know, trained dog, no problem.
Oh, that's tremendous. Like, I would feel like your strategy would go, like, I'm going to take this thing down and, like, choke it out. But you're going, like, straight, no. If you're going that aggressive, I'm going to use your momentum and just knock you out, dog.
Yes. You know, that or, you know, a good, like, a nice punt kick to the head. but it's all about timing, you know? If you miss the timing, you're in trouble.
What?
So you better make it count.
What? Did that take a lot of convincing for your buddy to make you want to put on the suit? Like, are you a dog guy, or are you just a crazy person? You're in for the thrill of it.
It didn't take much convincing. I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking. It was like, it was just a normal day, and it wasn't even like at a training facility. It was in front of the Yuma Police Department that we did this, you know? And I guess he does it all the time, was what he was saying. And the suit was super safe that, you know, you're not really going to feel anything. So I was like, okay, you know, get some nice dog training, you know, in the meantime. So yeah.
That's wild, man. Does Cain Velasquez have any fears? Like, you're one of the baddest men on the planet. Is there anything weird that Cain Velasquez doesn't deal with? Snakes, rodents, heights, anything like that?
Heights, I'm okay. Unless the platform I'm staying on is a little, like, unsteady or looks unsteady, then I'm a little scared. But I would say ghosts. I'm scared of ghosts. I don't mess with that.
That's crazy. Do you believe it? So you believe in ghosts, like haunted houses and all that? You don't mess with that?
I believe in ghosts, haunted houses, all that stuff. I've never seen a ghost per se, you know, or ever felt something like that, but if I watch it, like, I watched The Conjuring with my buddy a long time ago, man. My wife doesn't even watch scary movies, but I watched The Conjuring, and I swear, I lost some sleep over that.
That's wild, man. All right, watch Cain Velasquez this Sunday taking on Francis Ngannou. This is a hell of a fight. It's great to have you back, man. It's live on ESPN. We're looking forward to seeing you back in action, Cain. Hope you get out of it completely healthy, and we get to see you a bunch of times, man.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
All right. That's Cain Velasquez, former heavyweight champion of the world. That's how you end a Friday show here at the Hard Rock. Everybody have a great rest of your week. I'll be back. Fighters Fury. We'll get you getting ready for Cain's fight. Fighters Fury Sunday at 10 a.m. And we'll talk to you guys then, man. Everybody enjoy the rest of your weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.